I can see pretty much the whole of London, John. I'm actually higher than I was last time. We're actually further up, and this is above 600 feet, so it's bigger than the London Eye. It's actually probably, I've been told, one of the tallest parts of London, the bit of London that you, the tallest bit of London you can be at. And I am joined by David Lindo, the One Show's urban birder. Now, there'll be regularly bird watching from the roof here of Tower 42 in the city, over 600 feet, as I said. This is the first time in the world that birds have been viewed from this type of platform at over 600 feet, and we are above the Gherkin now. I'm looking down over Tower Bridge and City Hall, and I've just been trying to spot Broadcasting House. We can't actually pick it out, but I can definitely see my home over near Battersea Power Station, and David Lindo is joining me now up here. It's amazing, isn't it, David?
You know, you can never get tired of this. It's just seeing all the counties in London, or outside of London, and actually seeing, oh, it's just beautiful. I can't even explain how I feel. It's fantastic.
And when we got up here, we saw some birds, didn't we, flying really close to us. What were they?
We did. We had three first winter herring gulls. For their first winter, because they're brown, they were born actually last year, and it takes them 4 years to attain their adult plumage. So that was quite a nice little surprise as we came up onto the roof.
Now, what are you launching here today?
We're launching a basic situation where we're going to be watching for migrant birds flying over London, because we believe that far more birds, particularly big birds like birds of prey, you know, buzzards and stuff, use London as a flyway than previously thought. And also, we want to make this the coolest migration watch point in the world. Most migration watch points are in remote areas, like on top of mountains or, you know, by the coast and stuff, and they're good, don't get me wrong, but it's fantastic to get something in an urban situation where people that live in the city can actually get involved with as well.
Now, you were brought up in Wembley, you're a London boy. What got you interested in bird watching?
The thing is, I was interested in birds, I think, in a previous life. I had no kind of mentors when I was a kid. I just developed this interest by myself. And I was actually sort of birding when I was five, and I met my first sort of proper birder when I was 11. So, you know, shows I had something actually in me all the time. But, you know, it's just stayed with me the whole time, and I'm totally and utterly in love with it.
Now, what type of people can come up here? Can anybody just come up to Tower 42 and come bird watching with you, David?
Not quite as easy as that, unfortunately, because if you look around, I mean, you can't see this, but it's a maze of pipes and, you know, machinery and stuff. So it is a bit of a tricky situation for too many people to be up here. And also there are the security issues. The best way of actually trying to sort of get on top of the tower is to either contact me at my website, which is theurbanbirder.com, or to join the London Natural History Society, and then you get preferential treatment in terms of, you know, getting up here. There will be, you know, a certain amount of people allowed up every now and again.
So people that are going to come up here, they're obviously going to look at London and these amazing views, and do you think that will take over the fact that you're actually trying to look for birds?
You know what, I think it's a really good distraction, because if there's no birds flying over, you've still got an amazing view to look at. And it's something I can't repeat enough. It's, you just can't get used to it, because every 10 minutes the weather changes, or the cloud formation changes, or the sun comes out shining light over various parts of London.
Yeah, it's gone quite grey at the moment, hasn't it? But the sun is poking out through the grey clouds.
Yeah, because a minute ago the sun was beaming over Wembley Stadium, and my mum actually lives around there as well, so I was just waving at her just now.
Now, if you've got your binoculars there, can we see around us about now? I can't spot any, because it is, as I say, quite cloudy up here.
Yeah,
now,
the thing is, the winds aren't quite right, because this time of year in spring we're really hoping for southeasterlies, and at the moment the wind's blowing in a northerly direction, so most birds are actually holding back, probably at the coast or even in France at the moment. But once the weather changes and the wind direction changes, that's when we really come into force. But in the meantime, there's still stuff to be seen locally. I mean, you've got peregrines, and apparently it's a peregrine falcon that just lives over by St Paul's Cathedral, just over there. And plus, you've got the gulls, you've got cormorants, you've got crows, you've got, you know, pigeons, you've got all sorts of stuff to keep you occupied.
So Londoners on the streets of London today, you're urging them to look up and look out for some birds. What could they see? What possibly could they see?
I'm urging all Londoners to look up at least once a day, and don't worry about what you're looking at. Don't even try and, you know, get yourself het up about what is that bird. Just enjoy the fact that something wild is flying over your head. But look out for things like cormorants, look out for several species of gulls, and of course you've got wood pigeons, and you've got smaller birds. But also, this time of year, you may be lucky, you might see a buzzard, you know, you might even see an osprey.
Fantastic, David, thank you very much.